Care Coaches Insight Programs, week number two. It's high school football. Back to it Friday night. We're joined now by the Morehill Mounts Academy head coach, Zach Fredrickson. It's brought to you by Taco John's, Exchange Bank, and Amberwell Health. Coach, I know you want to probably wipe the slate clean after the week one defeat. You guys lose at Jefferson County North 40-0. You know, I'm sure you've had some time to kind of dissect that film and kind of watch and see what you guys need to improve upon. But the initial thoughts after walking off the field Friday night with that loss against JCN?
Yeah, you know, it was a tough one, but there were a lot of good things we saw on film. I mean, their first drive, I want to say, it was 15 or more plays on the first drive they scored on, and second one, you know, it was a 10-plus play drive. So, you know, we were doing okay, and we figured out a lot of our mistakes, whether, you know, it was alignment, missed tackling, you know, an over-pursuit, all those things. So, you know, we did see a lot of good, saw a lot of effort. Which was a good thing. Even when we were down, effort was high. And, you know, it was a good experience for a lot of our new guys. You know, we had a freshman quarterback, guys all over the field in new spots or first times playing. So, you know, yes, there are a lot of negatives that went on, but, you know, we saw a lot of positives on film.
Yeah, when you look at this game in the first half, you know, may not be going great, but at the end of the day, you go into halftime, it's a two-possession game, it's 16-0, you guys are certainly right there. Were there adjustments that you were trying to make? Did you see anything on the other side for JCN? Maybe they adjusted, you know, something or two to kind of pull away there. What was maybe a difference or two maybe from that first half to second?
Yeah, you know, we did try to make a couple adjustments. Something that really hurt us was just guys getting beat up. You know, our sideline isn't the biggest sideline on earth. You know, we were starting to dwindle down on bodies and getting guys in positions, and maybe they had to go to a spot they hadn't before. So, you know, we tried to make some adjustments, didn't work out, you know, let up a pick six late in the game and, you know, put us in another bad spot late, just trying to make something happen. So, you know, adjustments didn't work to, you know, the best, but we did try.
Is it more so of focusing more on yourselves this week, improving more so than maybe scouting your opponent?
Yeah, a little bit of both. You know, you still got to do the scouting and the, you know, showing the other team stuff, but there's a lot that we need to improve on. Just simple basic skill stuff like tackling and, you know, over pursuing, you know, knowing our alignments, things like that. So yeah, we're going to put a little more emphasis on that this week, and definitely on Friday want to see us improve in those areas of weaknesses from last Friday.
Are you one of the coaches that believes you see the biggest improvement week to week from that week one to week two tilt? Are you on that side of it?
Yeah, I think you do. You know, you get to see a lot of those little kinks that you might not have seen in your camp, especially for us. You know, we haven't had the luxury this year of having a full scout team. And so now that we've got to play another 11 and, you know, from Jamboree to week one to now, we're starting to see the little kinks we really got to work on that will benefit us greatly.
Got a couple more minutes here. Zach Fredrickson joining us, Morehill Mounts Academy football coach. Again, brought to you by Taco John's, Exchange Bank, Amberwell Health. You know, we were kind of joking a little bit before we popped on here, and I think we mentioned it last week as well in our first go-around with this, but the competition that you guys see here in the first month, it's only going to ramp up here. You see a very good team in JCN out the gate. Now you get Jackson Heights, arguably the league favorites right now. They defeated Riverside 21-0. And, you know, give a lot of credit to Riverside outside of really that second quarter. They really hung tough, and their defense played well. It was the second quarter and just kind of the end of that first quarter that was really the difference for the Cobras getting that win. What initially jumps off the page when you get ready for this Jackson Heights team in week two?
Yeah, you know, they're very well coached. Coach Wick and his staff, they do a great job. You know, all their players know their jobs to a T. They run their offense very well. And then, you know, they're loaded with some talent. You know, they got Drake Maley's, they got some guys up front, you know, skill guys that are good. So, you know, they have a lot of pieces, they have a lot of experience, and they have a lot of talent, and their coaches do a great job. So, you know, they're just a good football team, a great program, and, you know, you see it year in, year out.
How challenging is it to prepare in terms of like maybe putting a scout team together, you know, in practice when you have a quarterback of that talent, when you have certain skill position guys? You know, Austin Zeller, they moved him around a lot in that game against Riverside. He caught a touchdown pass. He's kind of an intriguing collegiate prospect. When you play a team that has players of that caliber, how much more challenging is it when it's really hard to kind of replicate what you're going to see on Friday?
I mean, yeah, it's tough. You know, we don't have too many scout guys as it is, so we're pretty limited in what we can show and do. And then when you have, you know, a returning all-state quarterback and some other guys, it's, you know, it's hard to give our guys that look. And, you know, I sure can't run that fast either, so I can't give them that look.
So. Can't throw a coach in there to do that for you?
Yeah, I don't think any of our coaches are I don't think we got it like that.
Okay, gotcha. Well, real quick, before we get you out of here, we appreciate it as always. Just kind of give us the expectations, what you want to see from that week one to week two jump, and what it's going to take to get a win against Jackson Heights on Friday at home.
Yeah, you know, we're going to have to play good football. We're going to have to fix a lot of our mental mistakes. You know, whether no matter what the outcome, that's what we want to see. We've been talking about it all week in practice, you know, fix the mental mistakes, fix your, you know, our mistakes, and then do your job. And if we can see that, you know, I think we'll see some success on Friday.
There it is. Moorhill Mounts Academy football coach Zach Fredrickson joining us here on our week two Coach's Insight on Care after the loss in the opener against Jefferson County North. Another tough one for the Ravens. They're at home on Friday. They're taking on Jackson Heights. You can watch that on the Cobra channel as well, courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach, we always appreciate the time. We'll talk to you ahead of week number three.
Absolutely. See you next week.